Now to my other trusty men I gave command to stay there by the ship and guard the ship. But I myself chose the 12 best among my men and sallied forth. I had a goatskin bottle of the dark sweet wine given me by Meron, son of Evanthes, priest of Apollo, who watches over Ismaris. He gave me this because we guarded him and his son and wife through holy fear, for he dwelt within the shady grove of Phoebus Apollo. He brought me splendid gifts. Of fine wrought gold he gave me 7 talents, gave me a mixing bowl of solid silver, and afterwards filled me 12 jars with wine, sweet and unmixed, a drink for gods. None knew that wine among the slaves and handmaids of his house, none but himself, his own dear wife, and one sole housedame. Whenever they drank the honeyed ruddy wine, he filled a cup and poured it into 20 parts of water, and still from the bowl came a sweet odor of a surprising strength. Then, to refrain had been no easy matter. I filled a large skin full of this and took it with me, and also took provision in a sack, for my stout heart suspected I should soon meet a man arrayed in mighty power, a savage, ignorant of rights and laws. Quickly we reached the cave, but did not find him there, for he was tending his fat flock afield. Entering the cave, we looked around. Here crates were standing, loaded down with cheese, and here pens thronged with lambs and kids. In separate pens, each sort was folded, by themselves the older, by themselves the later born, and by themselves the younglings. Swimming with whey were all the vessels, the well-wrought pails and bowls in which he milked. Here my men pressed me strongly to take some cheeses and go back. Then, later, driving the kids and lambs to our swift ship out of the pens to sail away over the briny water. But I refused. Far better had I yielded, hoping that I might see him and he might offer gifts. But he was to prove, when seen, no pleasure to my men. Kindling a fire here, we made burnt offering, and we ourselves took of the cheese and ate. And so we sat and waited in the cave until he came from pasture. He brought a ponderous burden of dry wood to use at supper time, and tossing it down inside the cave raised a great din. We hurried off in terror to a corner of the cave. But into the wide-mouthed cave he drove his sturdy flock, all that he milked. The males, both rams and goats, he left outside in the high yard. And now he set in place the huge door-stone, lifting it high in the air, a ponderous thing. No 22 carts, staunch and 4-wheeled, could start it from the ground. Such was the rugged rock he set against the door.